Chapter 20, Grimm and the Lions. My soul is among lions. Psalm 57, verse 4. Forgotten. It felt very good to eat and drink on the top of the hill. Christiana, Mercy, and the boys talked a bit after the meal, but then it was time to continue. The day is almost past, Mr. Greatheart said. Come, let us get ready. On this day, the travelers would experience that the way did not always remain easy. Even before sunset, they would find this out. But also this time, the Lord would help. When they were on their way again, the boys were soon ahead. Suddenly, Christiana noticed that she forgot her bottle of wine. She sent her littlest boy to fetch it. Well, Mercy said, I believe this is a place to lose everything. Christian lost his role, and Christiana left her bottle behind. Sir, what is the reason of this? Sleepiness, Mr. Greatheart answered. Or you are just forgetful. Some sleep while they should stay awake. Others forget all kinds of things which they should remember, and then trouble comes. Because of this, travelers often forget great things when they are at a place of rest. Travelers must stay awake. They must always remember all the good which they received. If they do not do this, it will change their joy into tears. Instead of having sunshine, a cloud will appear. We have seen this with Christian also. Punished. Then they arrived at a place where Christian met two men, Mistrust and Timorous, or Fearful. These men went back because lions lay on the way. They tried to convince Christian to go back too, but were not successful. At this place, they saw something that looked like a stage. It was made with boards, and in front of it, they saw a plate which was facing toward the way. On that plate, a few lines of a poem were copied. Underneath was written why this stage was built. They attentively read what was written there. Let him that sees this stage take heed unto his heart and tongue, lest if he do not, here he speed as some have long agone. Underneath the verse they read, on this stage everyone will be punished who does not trust in the Lord and who is afraid of traveling further. At this place, Timorous and Mistrust were punished. They used their mouth to tell lies. They wanted to hold Christian back from continuing his journey. For that reason, their tongue was burned through with a hot iron. This was exactly what the blessed Lord said already. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. So the words of the liars were just like arrows and fiery coals. Therefore their tongue needed to be punished too. Enemies. Thus they continued their journey. The boys walked ahead. For a while everything went well. But then they suddenly saw lions. Happily, Mr. Greatheart was with them. He was strong and not afraid. But when they came closer to the lions, the boys became terrified. At first, they walked a little slower. Then they went back a few steps. Finally, they came behind the other ones. Mr. Greatheart looked back, smiling. Now, what is the matter with you, boys? Walking ahead when there is no danger, and when lions appear, you quickly go behind. As they walked further, Mr. Greatheart drew his sword. Even though these lions lay there, he wanted the travelers to be able to continue on their way. Suddenly, something happened. A big man jumped onto the way and remained standing right in front of them. He looked at them with a gruff face. "What are you doing here?" It quickly became clear that this man wanted to help the lions. He had two names, Grim and Bloody Man. He received these names because he killed many travelers already. This man was from a family of giants. Mr. Greatheart answered, "These women and children are traveling to the Celestial City. This is the way they must go, and they shall go this way, in spite of these lions lying here." "This way does not belong to them," Grim shouted. "They shall not go this way. I came here to hold them back, and therefore I will help the lions." To be honest, this way was hardly ever used anymore. It was almost completely overgrown with grass. Most of the people who came here went back. But Christiana did not want herself to be held back. "Even though no one takes this highway, we still must go. Many travelers take a byway, but come, I am going." Deborah from the Bible said the same. "They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel." "That is not going to happen," Grim snarled. "I swear by the lions that you will not pass here. Go there, on the other way." But then Mr. Greatheart, their guide, stepped forward and went to Grim. Courageously, he attacked him with his sword. Frightened, Grim went back a few steps. "Are you going to kill me on my own ground?" "Your ground?" Mr. Greatheart replied. "We are on the king's highway, and you put these lions on his way. You know that women and children cannot do much, that they are weak, but they shall stay on this way. No lion will hold them back." Immediately he gave him a blow again. That blow hit home and made him fall on his knees. With this blow he also broke his helmet. With the next blow he cut off his arm. Now the giant began to roar so terribly that the women became afraid. But when they saw how he was thrashing on the ground, they became glad. A little later, the old Grim died. It was his plan to help the lions, but that was over now. He would never bother them any more. "Come," Mr. Greatheart said, "just follow me. The lions will not do you any harm." There they went, trembling. The women walked past the lions. The boys also struggled with walking past. Petrified, they constantly looked to the side. But happily they passed the lions without any trouble. It could not be otherwise, because the lions were chained. Explanation. Christiana forgot her bottle of wine. The meaning of that bottle of wine is the comfort which the Lord wants to give to his children. She now lost that comfort. She left the bottle at the very same place where Christian lost his roll. Where was that? At the place of rest, at the place where it was good. They left things behind. That also happens today. When we experience peace in our lives, we must be on our guard. At those times, God's children can lose the true comfort. When does that happen? It happens when we have enough without the Lord, when we forget what he did in our life. How necessary it is then that we feel what we are missing again. Then we must go back. It will cost tears to receive this comfort back again. Then the journey continued. Soon there were two difficulties. There were lions, and there was a dangerous man on the way whose name was Grim. He was fearful. Grim was a man who hated God's children. He would have loved to have all those travelers gone. There have always been such persecutors. They also exist today. How God's children are threatened with mortal dangers. If there are no enemies who attack them from the outside, then the devil will roar in their heart. Would it then not be better that God's children would go back also? Oh, the enemies would love this. At the very same place, they also tried this with Christian. Go back. There are lions over there. Do not believe that God will help you. But beware, these two men, whose names were Timorous and Mistrust, were severely punished here. This is a warning for us. Never let anyone scare you away from serving the Lord.